Every day, according to the Vice President of Romance for Match.com, millions of men and women the world over log onto the dating website looking for love. They post profiles of themselves, photographs, descriptive paragraphs. They browse in search of potential dates. Posting and browsing is free, but if you want to exchange emails and start meeting people, it costs about $100 to join for a year. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg continues her Tuesday series on Living Single with a conversation about meeting and greeting in cyberspace.
Log on to Match.com. Say you want to meet males, 18 to 35, who live within X miles of your zip code, and here come the photographs and personal credos.
I aim to please, and I'm a damn good shot.
A parachute is like the mind. It works better when it's open.
I love to have squirt gun fights at local nursing homes.
What would mother think?
If parents can step back and say, okay, the technology is different, in the same way that the telephone changed the way that we date, or the backseat of the automobile changed the way that we date, technology has always innovated dating to some extent. And this new technology of the internet is simply the next step.
Trish McDermott, yes, she's the vice president of romance for Match.com, says with millions and millions of singles out there, the internet is the single scene today.
It's not bars and nightclubs. Not church socials, and certainly not the workplace, and generally not families and friends fixing us up anymore. I think it's gotten harder and harder for people to just hook up in the course of their very busy day-to-day lives, and so many of them turn to the internet because there's really nowhere else where you can get access to millions of single people and then qualify that access. You can say, show me men who are a particular religion or a particular age, who do or don't want kids, and who live within 10 miles of my house.
Mm. And do you get surprising close encounters, for example, neighbors meeting one another through your website who have never seen each other before?
We got an email recently from a woman who actually met the man who lived next door. Her neighbor, the guy she sees taking trash out every Tuesday night, had no idea that he was single, had, I think, recently moved to the area, and met him online anonymously, so she didn't know it was him. They really hit it off, exchanged a lot of emails, talked on the telephone, decided to meet for coffee, and then when they sat across from each other, she said, oh my goodness, you are the guy next door. And they have a great relationship now. They're really happy and they're dating. So I think this tells us that even when we bump into people in the offline world, we feel a little bit less comfortable being flirtatious, inquiring whether or not someone is single, and maybe just being open in that way that we once were.
That's really interesting. So you're saying it's really easier to get to know somebody. Why? Because you're anonymous or at least distanced and you can pause a few beats before you type in your next question or your next answer?
Well, it's a couple of things. One, I think, is just you're qualified. You don't have to cold call, so to speak. Go up to someone at the grocery store who you notice is interesting looking and say, excuse me, are you single? You don't have to face that potential rejection, which, you know, for many of us can be very devastating, if only temporarily so. Online dating makes it fun and relatively risk-free to go out there and flirt with people. You know, if they're on a site like Match.com, you know that they have some interest in actually finding and forming some type of a romantic relationship. You know that they're single. And just taking that first step in a way that's really no big deal.
Mm-hmm. I would think one of the big risks would be self-inflation. I mean, this whole business of truth in advertising, you could really say you were fantastic and turn out to be kind of not.
Well, here's a couple of things. I actually think we're all fantastic, although we're fantastic in different ways. Some of us look great. Some of us are incredibly smart, or we're decent people. We're great parents. We're funny. Unfortunately, when we date, we bring so much angst and anxiety to that date that we tend not to shine. We tend to be a little bit more conservative, hold back, make sure there's no broccoli on our teeth, don't make a mistake. And because of that, I think some of our better qualities are not apparent on a first date. And I think the beauty of online dating is that you have the time to tell your story. And you may highlight some of your more appropriate attributes in a manner that you don't typically do so in the offline world, but why not? Hey, you know, it's marketing to a certain extent, and so we should sell ourselves. And so I think when you see these guys and you say, God, what a great group of guys, you're looking at the fact that they've got nice photos, they're good looking, but also that, you know, there's some substance and character there.
Wall Street Journal had a piece not long ago pointing out that there is a shortage of single women because of changes in birth rates, et cetera, fewer younger women around. Do your postings reflect that?
Well, they do to some extent. We're probably about 60% male on Match.com, which means that men have to work a little harder, something I'm not opposed to, in terms of creating great profiles and being proactive and exchanging emails and telling their story, et cetera. We've also noticed that men, actually, in the last year or so, have been a little looser with their age ranges. It seems that they're willing to date women a little bit older than they were, say, a year or a year and a half ago. Now, we're not sure if that reflects the difference of demographics and the fact that it's getting a little bit more difficult for men to hook up with women or not. But we definitely, because we have so many members, we can statistically sort of look at the trends and try to figure out what's going on.
What's your most heartwarming story?
Oh, I've had so many. I think my favorite story, though, is from a man. He was a senior. And I think when you think of online dating, you don't really think of seniors, people in their 60s or 70s or even 80s logging on and, you know, getting dates online. But he wrote us a thank you letter because he had met the woman of his dreams, and they had both sold their homes and bought some sort of a motorhome, Winnebago, and they were traveling around the country enjoying their golden years together. And at the very end of his email, he said, please tell your other members that if a legally blind, bald, one-legged old man can find love online, anyone can.
Oh, and, you know, I love it.
Yeah, it was a great story. And he's right, because there truly is someone for everyone out there. And the only thing that's different these days is that that access we once had is restricted now. It's harder to find that someone.
Trish McDermott of Match.com, the largest internet dating service. By the way, she met her partner online, but not through Match. She was testing another web dating site, checking out the competition. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.